I will speak about the French agricultural education and the place of the e-learning in the French agricultural education. First of all, I apologize, I will speak in English, not in French, but I think we don't have the translator now. The second thing I would say, after following the presentation from Mr. Sassuela, Professor Schiffer and Melanie, I would say that we are not, this afternoon, we are not located in a French university, we are located in the countryside, really in the last miles of the Burgundy area, in the Charolais cattle area. We opened a network 2 days ago. It's an aerial infrastructure, the wireless WiMAX infrastructure, dedicated to a new way of development for agriculture and rural development in France. That's why I would say 2 words about the impact of ICT in rural development in France as an introduction of the element related to the e-learning in French agricultural education. Because if I'm able to speak to you, even the network is sometimes is unstable because we opened the network 2 days ago. The interest is to show that from every place in a country, you can be part of e-learning process or a professional information process. Next Saturday, we will broadcast on internet and we will stream different 6 hours of program of professional information related to the cattle, the Charolais cattle, and a presentation devoted to professional information for farmers, professional organizations, information related in genetics, about commercial issues, etc. And it is something that in France is considered between the individual demand of information and the e-learning or the learning or training process. It's what we called the professional information, and this now is more and more often based on usage of technology and especially ICT, not only ICT. I will speak about French agricultural education and impact and development of e-learning the last 4 or 5 years in France. There are 3 or 4 national decisions. Even these decisions are managed at the regional level, something close to the German process, to the Länder. There is a consensus to share this type of processes between all the areas in France. All the regional councils are now part, most of them are part of the e-learning process in France. It is a coordination of the states, something which is impulsed, promoted by the states, but it's mainly local and regional decisions to develop the usage of e-learning. I will speak about some usages, elements related to the tool and contents we are now putting on the usage and for schools and training center and higher education, and some elements for discussion related to cost efficiency, related to do the development of usage, not development of the tools themselves and contents. E-learning in agricultural education in France is a 20-year history. It has been a beginning with the development of the computing in education. Before that, the distance learning was open. Distance learning in France in agricultural education was about 1 century and 50 years ago, because agricultural education began in the middle of the 18th century as an extension training system. But e-learning has been really developed for the middle of the 18th. Yes, today the e-learning is based on technology, but not only on technology or our very high costly technology. You can do e-learning in a classroom using a DVD or a single PC, and you can develop new pedagogical application and new contents. That's why there is a strong relation between e-learning and technology, but it's not necessary high budget to develop new pedagogical aspect of the e-learning. The third element, and Professor Sarsuela entered this aspect, is what we call the virtuality in training. Virtuality, I will develop a bit later, is the fact that a pedagogical process is based on three type of actions, and you can modify these type of actions to introduce more or less virtuality in the training process. Other element related to technology is the fact that e-learning is based on the three type of usage of technology, the autonomous and really individual technology. And we are working on a project at the French level related to handicapped people with the strongly focused on autonomous activities. The second level is asynchronous process based on the, what you know about news groups, conference, and mail system. And we will give some output from this process. It could be considered as really interesting for us. And the third characteristic, technical characteristic, is the fact that now real time is strongly taken into account in the pedagogical process because the in more often the learners have access to infrastructure, giving them the chat possibilities or the video conference or the voice over internet. We can distinguish between four types of users in French, in the French context. The users of the technical schools, it looks like the schools in secondary schools in every country, but in France we have a sort of specificity based on the fact that the agricultural schools are not only devoted to agriculture, but now they can train about water management, ecology, green development, bio-industry, etc., and the agro-food industry. That way, there are the technical learners that are students, secondary students. Higher education are professional students focused on getting a master's degree and carried research, and it's close to the university system, but in France it's still a bit particular, linked to the history of what we call the grandes écoles in France. The third group is the professional continuing education, the farmers, especially the farmers, but also the members of professional organizations as well. And in France, more and more salaries. In France now, in agriculture or in related activities or rural-based activities, you have more 1 million of, 1 million of people working as salaries, workers, not only farmers, but workers. It workers in cooperative, workers in agro-food, workers in related activities to agriculture. And these are the third group. And the fourth group is what we could call the new the new attendees, the people who are interested to discover agricultural activities for changing in their life. And more people are becoming farmers after a first step in their life, in their professional life, outside the agricultural sector. And adults, sometimes with high level of knowledge, but they would get the degree of a professional, to acquire a professional degree in management or in professional activities. And they can attend e-learning process because they don't need they don't necessarily find the solution. Excuse me, I have to be back. Okay. They don't have access to locally resources for training. That's why they are more and more interesting in e-learning. And some usages, I will begin by some of these usages, actual usages, in a few seconds. In the virtuality, I would complete the Professor Sassuela presentation by adding the activity in terms of, for us, pedagogical activity. You can see that we can identify four groups of people. Three of them are directly involved in e-learning, and the last one, the face-to-face, is connected by consequences of changing of pedagogical process. In terms of new activities, an example, you can train people about information management in farming by a traditional face-to-face lesson, giving lectures in the and teaching in the classroom. But you can work with students into a case study, giving them information and access to a data bank of pedagogical resources. And the face-to-face is replaced by a collaborative working between the teacher, which is considered as a resources, personal resources, and managers of the group, and a collaborative working between students and the professors based on new type of activities. The e-learning is a consequence of the development of new ways of teaching, new ways of new existing pedagogical resources. The three other groups are really well known, will not develop the virtual group, the classroom, the virtual classroom real time, like we are doing this afternoon. The asynchronous virtual groups based on the mail, conference, news group, and sometimes chat, but the real time is a complementary system. And the totally individual training, which is well known as well, but it's not really interesting for us today, is just to say that more and more people are facing individual training using the e-learning process. I would focus on the two asynchronous real-time virtual group, giving you the some evolution of the technology in education in France. I explained that they are still using of autonomous media. The autonomous media are from books, from the historical aspect to the now the DVD, the CD, the interactive DVD, and hybrid DVD. Now you can have a DVD with part usable by computer, another part usable only on a single DVD reader. And you may add new interface, especially to, and some of my colleagues in Debrecen, we'll understand when we are speaking about accessibility and accessible knowledge. Because more and more people, if you are training adults, you don't know if they are able to understand all the vocabulary you will use, all the schemes you will use, etc. And you need to adapt the content to the learners. It's what we call the accessible learning. The second technology we developed in France is the platform, the technology for political issues, 8 years ago, the states decided to develop a platform, LMS system and courseware system, devoted to agricultural education. It's called the Form Agri platform, and now it's SCORM compatible. And the second component, 3 years ago, of this platform is the EDIC AgriNet Multimedia Databanks. Is a very interesting process of putting online resources that are prescribed as the assignment as established by the teachers in the context of the classroom or by the trainers for professional education or by the demand of the parents. And the learners can subscribe. It's not free. And someone has to pay, either the regional council or the professional organization or the learners has to pay for the access to this databanks. The third element has been established in France at the end of the 19th is the what we call the collaborative working system based on first class technology, North American technology. And in France now, there are, in agricultural education, 25,000 people and 300 different working groups based on the first-class system. If we have to change it, I think that would be very difficult. Now it's part of the day-to-day life and of the teachers and trainers and more of the higher education people working in higher education are working with the first class system. And the fourth element is the fourth component, which has been developed. The video conference is a 10 years old system. The web conference is a 3 or 4 years old system. And there are a lot of new usages of these two infrastructures, especially for the working between the workers in agricultural education, the teachers, but not only the teachers, the administrators, the managers, and some educators to people working on that. For usage in higher education, in agricultural education in France, the FormAgri platform is used now by 35 training centers and probably something between 3,500 and 4,000 learners in France. I'm not mentioning the fact that this platform is used to train the trainers too. I will say a bit about what are the consequences of the FormAgri and the collaborative working, the development of pedagogical databanks, but shared pedagogical databanks. The second strong development in e-learning is the EducAgriNet. It's quite new. EducAgriNet has been opened 3 years ago. For us, it's considered as just in the beginning. The pedagogical resources are produced under the management, the piloting of the publishing house. In France, we have a publishing house called EducAgri Edition. And the publishing house is producing the book of requirements to produce contents. And every training school, every training center, every agricultural school could enter the process of producing contents that are put into the databanks and offered to the market. As I explained, the EducAgriNet is not a free one. The regional councils are paying for the schools. The professional training organizations are paying for the training of farmers, for instance, or by individual subscription, and families have the possibility to buy access to this EducAgriNet databank. The collaborative working in education, I said some words ago, is very developing now. The web conference, the MarTech system is used by half of the schools now. It's, we will have some difficulties probably in the coming months because, as you know, probably Maratech has been bought by Google. We don't know exactly what could be the future of the infrastructure. We have a strong infrastructure of that, and we will probably have to change it in the coming year, the next year. And the last development, I said two words in the introduction, because we will use the Canal Agris at TTV and Canal Éditeur next Saturday for a streaming diffusion using the streaming technology focused on four different channels, five now different channels, and one of the channels is the what we call the Canal Agri. Sati TV is the generic name of the services, and you can have access to Sati TV by the www.sati.tv, and it's quite open. It's in French, but it's partly professional services and partly open to large public and public services. And the last one, the last channel, is called Canal Éditeur. Éditeur is for education and territory, you understand probably. And it's, it has been launched 4 months ago by the Ministry, the NSA and the Ministry of Agriculture in France, the Department of Higher Education, Professional Education and Research. Last element of my presentation is related to the cost efficiency element, because as you know, for a long time, the pedagogical system in France has been aware of the cost efficiency. 10 years ago, or a bit more, especially in agricultural education, following the changing in agriculture, the states asked and ordered a sort of rationalize the pedagogical process. And it's still ongoing. And it's part of the public policy related to the employment in education in France. If you heard about the discussion and the probable conflict, social conflict in the coming weeks in France, you will hear about employment in agricultural education and employment in education in France. The state is reducing the number of people, the employment in education, because there are reducing the number of students. I'm not sure that this is so strong, but the state is probably for the agricultural education is expecting a 10,000 reduction of students this year, learners in technical school. That's why we are involved in the process of restructuring the educational process. And one of the elements is the cost of the training compared to the efficiency of the training system. And that's why I mentioned some elements related to the cost, the infrastructure, the cost of the infrastructure. The infrastructure now was provided by the regional authorities in France. And in, we have to take into account the investment, excuse me, I've wrote a French word, in building and equipments, and we have to take into account the cost of exploitation, additional services, and maintenance of this infrastructure. Compared to this cost of what we call the technical cost, is not the main cost, but they are cost. We have to consider the cost of changing, and the cost of changing is the highest one. The cost of changing is not only is beginning from training teachers and trainers to electronic pedagogy to carried out the changing of the organization, not only the teachers and the trainers, but all the members of the organization have to change their practices. The second element is the cost of the pedagogical resources production. If you wish to change to electronic training, you have to provide dedicated electronic resources. It's not only putting your PowerPoint onto internet. It's developing interactive contents and developing interactive pedagogy. And the third element is, as I explained, it's not only the trainers or the teachers, but you have to change all the mentality, all the spirit of the process, and it's a strong and long process and high costly process. You have to change the advisory process, you have to change the monitoring process, train people to be online advisor, online counselor, online monitor, online trainer, not only provider of contents. You have to change the administration, you have to change the assessment process. If you have an e-learning process, why to have traditional exams for the assessment of the e-learning training? Compared to this cost, what are the advantages and how these advantages can be evaluated? And compared to the cost, to have a new equation of the education, the cost efficiency new equation. You have to evaluate the advantage of the e-learning into the aspect of what in something which is considered as very important in France, the real individual needs. And it is very difficult because the individual needs is beginning by the individual assessment, what you know, what you need, what are the best way to get the right level to satisfy your individual needs. And it's very important in a secondary education, but it's more and more important in professional and continuing education, because the farmers now have a strong initial level and they know what they need and they know what they want to get as a level. And that's why they are they have a strong demand for individual satisfied individual need. The second element that you have to promote through the e-learning is based on the what we call the pedagogical advantages. For instance, access to rare expertise. I could develop the training of 600 teachers the last 3 years about agro-food, the agro-food fact in France. It has been 70 seminars carried out by experts, and it was very difficult to organize training, individual training. That's why we carried out groups training based partly based on e-learning, and the output of this 3 year seminar would be a series of DVDs gathering all the expertise presented during the 3 years. It's an ongoing process of production. We might mention the enlarging the number and the quality of trainers. As well, you can find. Excuse me.
Yes. Can you finish up in
am I late?
Yes. Okay. Two or 3 minutes.
Okay. 2 or 3 minutes more. Thank you very much. The direct financial advantages have to take into account, but it's not very difficult. You have to take it. You have to develop and to contribute to the development of new way of pedagogy, the group working and the collaborative working. But the interest is the development of the cooperative processes between learners and teachers. It's a new way of teaching. It's a very new processes. It's been developed a long time ago. It's cooperative processes. But now the development of the internet is allowing this to all the learners, not only the person who have the access to the technology. And there are some indirect financial advantages. For instance, the cost transportation reduction, the better allocation of private time and professional time, etc. And it, as well, it is important for the farmers too, because they have the possibility to choose the time they can be a learner between and the time they can be a farmer. There are some constraints and conditions, finally. As I explained, you need a real, specially developed pedagogical strategies that's changing the way of teaching. It means that you have to train the teachers and the trainers, and it's high costly. We had this experience the last 3 years. And sometimes the authorities are not really taking into account this constraint. You need to have, we have this example today, strong constraint in terms of technical infrastructure. And as I explained, we need, because my team is partly involved in that, we need to develop designed and adapted electronic resources, especially if you are targeting people who need what we called in France, but in the web sector too, accessible contents. Okay, the e-learning has strong potentials. Potentials, some of them are known and revealed, others too must be invented, discovered. Thank you very much for your attention. Apologize if I've been too long. I give the microphone to the floor now. I would just precise that once again, we presented this communication from the field, and the president of the Institute of Charolais is my single learner today, but he has been a very, very interested person in this process. Thank you very much for your attention.
Okay, thank you.